It's the birthday bonanza. Welcome to the Red Boy Podcast, featuring me, Absolute Amy. Happy 32nd birthday to Red Boy. This is show number 52.
So, you say it's your birthday. Boy, are you asking for it.
Hello, Red Boy. This is Len from Jawbone Radio. I just wanted to wish you a happy 80th birthday. You know, one thing I'm always impressed with about your show is how well, you put on a show at your age. And not only that, but the patience of Amy to, you know, be able to feed you, change your diaper, and also, roll you up to the mic in order for you to do your show. So I have to give it up. I have to say that Amy does a great job, and I'm very, very proud of her. And I'm also very proud that we have a lot of elder podcasters. Congratulations, Red Boy, on your 80th, and I hope that you can make it to the end of the year, because that would be really nice and warm. I'm just rambling now. Anyway, happy birthday to you, and we'll talk to you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
Oh, no, no. Go, go, go!
Coming to you from the dining room.
The dining room.
This is the Red Boy Podcast featuring Absolute Amy. Ooh. And now, smack dab from the middle of the cornfields of central Illinois.
Yeah.
Here is Red Boy and Absolute Amy.
Please bring me my wine.
Happy birthday to me. You know, 32 is not really a special year, but...
Can you turn these down a little bit? You're really loud.
Can you just be more deaf? That'd be more convenient for me.
No, I can't. Could you turn that down or just do?
Can you hear yourself? Can you hear yourself now?
Yeah. Can you like just back up away from the mic because you're kind of loud?
No, you're not loud enough, Amy.
You're loud in my ears.
It's too late for Amy. So yes, 32 is not being old.
You're still too loud.
I'm not loud.
It's too loud. It hurts my ears.
You need to be louder. Talk. We should have this thing called sound checks.
We are, right now.
We do these things called just turn the mics on and talk. Welcome to the Red Boy Podcast, episode 52.
Happy birthday!
My name is 32-year-old Red Boy. And thank you, Len from Jawbone, for...
You're looking pretty good for 80.
For 80. You know, my wheelchair and
I'm
all.
I'm so glad
I'm
you still have teeth.
Well,
but you're not sitting there gumming the mic.
Welcome to the Red Boy Podcast, episode 5200.
Those who didn't hear Jawbone's birthday cast, Lynn turned 35 and I claimed him to be 50. So turnabout is fair play, I guess.
I guess, you big dork.
And we have a few more well wishes from our podcasting friends. And some of them I just... drug it out of him and said, dang it, give me a birthday wish.
Okay. Well, those should be really nice and friendly.
Yeah.
Hi. Probably about as friendly as me sometimes.
Well, you know what, Amy? Pretty close. But here's got to be one of the... Actually, it's very humorous, but it starts off very... I'm not sure if this is a birthday wish or not. So let's give a listen to our friends from The Big Show.
Raindrops on roses... and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Okay, at this point I'm thinking, thanks for just getting me sued by the RIAA.
Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels.
We continue.
Doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzels and noodles. Wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite
Hello,
things.
Hello, Matt. How are you?
Hi, Matt. Happy birthday.
Happy, 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 happy birthday.
Number 32, or is it number 50?
I don't know. I don't know how old he is. You know what?
He kind of acts like he's 50.
We should sing that song, though. What do you think?
You want to sing it?
I think we should sing it.
Okay.
The Pod Safe Happy Birthday song, brought to you by the fine folks at Friday's Restaurants.
Okay, here we go.
Are you ready?
Close your ears.
Okay. Happy, happy birthday from the Friday's crew. We wish it was our birthday so we can party too. Hey!
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Yep. It's your birthday.
Well, you caught up to me. Number 32. Of course, Aaron is dragging behind a little bit. Hasn't quite made it to that.
You know, I like these birthdays for podcasters, though.
Why is that?
Because all you have to do is just make them audio clips and they're happy.
No gifts. Although, he wanted money. Actually, Amy wanted the money. But
not from us.
Anyway, we hope you have a very happy birthday.
And, party like a rock star. That's my advice to you. Not that I would know the age, because I'm younger and stuff, and, you know, I still have all my hair.
Oh.
Oh, snap!
All right. Have a good time.
All right, well, have a happy birthday, my fellow podcast moron, and take care of yourself. I say that lovingly.
Peace out.
Peace and love, my brother. Amy, in 1973, who was the president of the United States? You were 5 years old. You should, like, know this. I'm sorry. We're keeping you awake.
Nixon.
You're right. Richard M. Nixon. Do you know the average life expectancy in 1973?
I'm going to go out and say maybe 71.
Oh, touche. 71.4 years.
Wow.
That was pretty good. Okay. Here's a really obscure fact. The Dow Jones high?
No idea.
1,051.
Wow.
That's kind of low for now.
Kind of low for now. That'd be really low.
Okay. Cost of a new home in 1973.
Okay, 1973.
These are averages.
My parents actually, like, let's see, I want to say...
I'll give you a hint. You can't buy an Escalade for this much.
I want to say $29,000.
Well, according to my statistics, which they are based on nothing, $35,500.
Oh, see, I was going to go with that, but then I thought, ooh, that might be a little bit...
Unfortunately, my new car part is blank. They didn't give us a price.
Oh.
But your median household income, now that you've cheated and looked over there.
I couldn't read it.
$10,500.
Wow.
So, you know, that's not bad. Of course, a first class stamp was 8 cents and a gallon of gas in 73, which was the year of the oil crisis, but this is still pretty low.
65 cents.
39.
Well,
not even close. Although you could get a dozen eggs for 78 cents, so you've been pretty close. And a gallon of milk. Wow, this hasn't really changed much. A gallon of milk in 1973, according to this, was $1.31. That seems kind of high.
A gallon.
Okay, I guess we buy half. Okay.
We buy half gallons.
There you go. Yeah, gotcha. 10-4, good buddy. Okay, so welcome back to the Matt Doesn't Do Math podcast. Do you want any more 1973 stits?
Stits? Well, I don't know. What is a stit?
I don't know. I'm supposed to be in bed at this hour of the day.
Is that kind of like a stat?
I don't know. Here, let's do... I'll have more stats. Let's hear another birthday wish. Well, wish from Israelisms. Say that for me.
Israelisms.
Thank you.
Hi, Red Boy. It's Charlie.
And Carol.
From Israelism's podcast, wanting to wish you a Merry Christmas.
And a Happy Birthday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Happy Birthday. I knew it was one or the other. Happy Birthday. Or as we say in the vernacular, Yom Hulet Sameach. God, you look good for being 50 years old. At least that's what Nora said you were.
And here we say until 120. God knows why, but we wish everybody to live to 120 years.
Oh, live to 120? I thought that was miles per hour.
I don't even have a comeback for that,
okay,
Charlie.
Have a very happy birthday. We love your show. And did I mention to have a happy birthday?
You did.
Okay, and good.
That's Merry it. Christmas and...
And happy birthday.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, guys, and a hachlachrim to you, too. I wish I could use...
Even come close to speaking in any other language.
I do really poor speaking English.
Feliz Navidad.
There you go.
Yeah, that's what we can say.
Feliz Navidad. Philippe's Navidad.
When Maggie gets a little older and we start taking her to Chinese school.
Oh, Lord, help me.
Taking Chinese class with
you ever seen a white boy take Chinese lessons? Yeah, that's going to be pretty scary. So thank you, Israelisms. I just say Charlie and Carol. It's a lot easier. You know, as I was researching 1973, the year of the birth of your podcast, brethren, a movie from 1973, The Harder They Come.
Excuse me.
Does anybody remember that movie?
I don't know, Matt. I was five.
But it's not really... I don't know what that
was. I was five.
American Graffiti came out in 1973. I've heard of that. I've never seen it.
American Graffiti is the... You need to see that because it was the precursor to Happy Days. Ron Howard was in it.
I don't really like Happy Days either, so...
Oh, it's a great movie. Suzanne Summers was in it. A lot of very good actors were in it.
The Exorcist came out in 73.
That was a good movie, too.
A little pea soup for anybody? Excuse me.
Make my head go around.
The Sting and Last Tango in Paris.
I've seen The Sting.
Oh, I've seen The Exorcist. I think that's the only one.
Robert Redford and I think Paul Newman were in The Sting.
Really? Who won the Super Bowl in 1973, Amy?
I don't know, Matt.
Miami defeated Washington 14-7.
Wow.
Yeah, so there you go. And I'm not even an athletic type of chat. Or chap. Chat.
Man, stits and chats.
Stits and chats, and I'm pronouncing things really well tonight. But hey, you know what? We're going to do we have a couple more birthday wishes. I really had nothing else to do tonight except birthday wishes on my birthday. This
That's
is sort
nice.
Of a selfish podcast.
Oh, happy birthday, baby.
Oh. Yes, I had to wait till 9:25 to do a podcast. The Red Boy
you
podcast.
You got presents from us.
I did. I got the Toby Keith CD, and I got, where are my balls? I got some chi balls, chai balls. What are those balls that...
Chimes.
They chime as you roll them in.
A little book, and you can roll them on your body, and they have acupuncture, pressure, relaxation.
And I
to
quote,
relieve stress.
I don't have the box in front of me, but a rough quote is, it comes with a satin bag to keep your chi balls in. So I have a satin sack for my balls. That's kind of handy. So I got balls for my birthday and a CD and some beer, so I can, you know, listen to my music while drinking a beer and playing with my balls.
Okay, enough. You've probably been sitting in your corner all evening thinking of what you were going to say to that effect.
No, but that was pretty good off the cuff. If you do want a Red Boy Podcast Christmas card, well, the design is complete. They will be printed on Friday and be mailed out. So if you want one,
If you would like a Christmas card, please send us an email and we will send you a Christmas card.
Because I was going to say, ship me your address, and that doesn't work, so... Send us your address, redboy@redboypodcast.com, and I will
I've
be
never
happy.
Heard of that.
What?
Hi, you want a card from us? Hey, send us an email.
Some people are going to get them whether they like it or not. I just happen to have their address.
They are quite cute.
It is. It's very cool.
Why don't you just send them out via email?
I don't know. Why? Because why didn't you send that pile of paper over there over email? Aha! Touché, Mofray.
There's there's no touche, Mofray.
With that, let's hear from
Hoodie.
Shelley. Let's hear from Shelley.
Hey, Red Boy, it's Shelley from Shelley's Podcast. I just wanted to wish you a fabulous, fabulous 32nd birthday. I know we're all busy, you know, getting ready for Christmas and the like, but I thought I would take the short amount of time it takes to leave a voicemail, because that's about all the time I can spare, really, to wish you a fabulous December birthday. Have a good time, and that Amy treats you right, and that she takes time from addressing those Christmas cards to bake you a cookie or something nice like that. My sister's birthday is on December 19th, so we know all about combining holidays with birthdays. But the trouble was, because her birthday is so close to Christmas, I always felt like her birthday parties were better than mine. Mom would make these Christmas tree-shaped cupcake things. They looked really cool, and she'd decorate the table, and there'd be candles and lots of little kids. Me, my birthday's in August, and so, it wasn't quite as big deal. Even though she had to share it with Christmas, she had pretty cool birthdays. So it's not all negative. At least it wasn't in our house. happy birthday, and have yourself a fabulous Christmas as well. Bye.
Hey, Aussie Tom here. You know, if you were listening to 10 with Tom, you'd be finished right about now. Just a thought. 10withtom.com. Check us out.
It's Adam checking in. I just wanted to tell Matt, yes, that's you, happy birthday. I hope I'm not too late. Am I too late? I hope not. Happy birthday, and if I was there, I would spank you myself. But I'm not, so I'll do it over the phone. You're 32? Really? You're just a pup. And Amy? Robin the Cradle. That's what I have to say to you. Shame on you. Anyway. And then another comment I had, you're talking about Christmas cards and Christmas letters. Those make me gag. It's all, you know, they want to make, like, their whole sizzle pretty and neat. And then why don't you guys do a Christmas podcast and send that out to everybody? Huh? What do you think? All right. I'll move on. And for as far as Christmas quotes from movies, you were quoting from the National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, or whatever that is. My favorite line from the movie is Randy Quaid, when he pulls his motorhome, he's got his motorhome parked up in the driveway, and the scene of him pumping out the septic tank, and the neighbor comes out, and he says, Merry Christmas, the shitter's full. That was my favorite line. Anyway, so, Merry Christmas, the shitter's full. Bye.
Thank you, Mr. Ramrod. You know that. And thank you, Shelley, from Shelley's Podcast, for those kind words and much cleaner etiquette than Mr. Raymer had. And Mr. Raymer covered a myriad of topics there.
Yeah, that was probably a random rant.
That was a
no
random rant.
No music for the random rant tonight.
Yes, we just kind of blew right past that, and, you know.
That was very funny, though.
So thank you, Mr. Raymer. So we have one more that we'll save, unless Amy has something. I really didn't have, like I said, anything to say. I just want to say Merry Christmas. Happy hush, hush, hush on the host.
Well, let's talk about your birthday.
What about my birthday?
Well, today you had your birthday.
Yes.
But let's talk about the family and how we have our birthdays.
How we have our birthdays.
And on the Edwards side of the family.
We did that last time.
We
on
already
the last,
talked about
yes.
That. Oh, how you're the baby and you
I'm
get to have
baby
your birthday.
I'm the baby and I get my own birthday. So this Saturday, my mommy is having
this is
me.
The last one. You're 32 now. You're a grown-up, okay? You're not a baby anymore.
You know what? Must you squeeze every bit of joy out of my life? This Saturday, I get to go to my mommy's house.
Mommy, she's going to make us what? Make
prime
you what?
Rib.
I know, that's going to be good.
Yeah, Oh, no. You think this is all wrong? You don't get no beef. I'll give you a tofurkey, lady.
Lady.
Lady. Now I'm a lady. Now I'm a bald lady with my hood up in the cold dining room.
Okay, you know what? Sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Just be quiet.
I had a nice birthday.
I hope
had
so.
A little luncheon with my work people. Granted, it was a Christmas party, but I like to glob on where I can.
Oh, and by the way, it's my birthday. Oh, all these gifts for me? Oh, no.
Thank you. Okay. No, you shouldn't have. Oh, you didn't. Okay. But we have a party on Friday, and thank you to Borderline.
Yeah,
Lynn sent a recipe from Borderline. I asked Borderline since they're the kings of...
We're taking, what, you're going to come up with a Christmas punch for us to take?
Yeah, well, kind of. I sent him a note saying, okay, you're the...
I hope it froths.
It could. It's amaretto and hot chocolate. I don't... Lynn said it's the best.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Of course, then...
Something about ruining hot chocolate because an amaretto. Mm.
My boss at work said we should do gin buckets, which I thought that was a little too non-holiday-ish.
No.
But they had a couple other ones, so.
I'm thinking just bring the wine.
Bring the beer. Bring it. So, we have that. And then what
have
do we have? Saturday's my birthday. Birthday again party.
I think I'm going to get some Kahlua.
I'm just going to drink Kahlua.
I want to get Kahlua.
Kahlua's pretty thick. You might want to.
Have some white Russians.
Thin it out with some vodka.
Yeah. How do you make a white Russian? Is that Kahlua and vodka?
I think it's Kahlua, vodka, and milk. Cream.
Milk.
don't know. Mudslide is like Kahlua vodka, Bailey's, and cream and vodka.
Mudslides are good, too.
You know, it's just mix it all together. It's just random
yeah,
mixes.
Yeah, so we have that's coming up.
And then right after that, we just head on into Christmas. We kind of slide through next week on into Christmas, so.
Yep, we do.
Yes, and we're all
right. We went and saw holiday lights.
At the zoo. We had this thing called zoo lights.
It was fun, except for Luke being starving because we didn't make him eat before we left.
And it was 12 degrees out.
Yeah.
And mind you, zoo lights are outside.
But it was fun, except for him going, my tummy hurts.
And then you yelling at me because Maggie was dragging her blanket that you drove over it. We drug our daughter's blanket so far under the wheel
it
of the stroller.
The blanket. I'm like, what is wrong with this stupid stroller? Yeah, there's a blanket underneath it.
Amy, her blanket's under the stroller.
But it was really pretty.
But what did you tell me? Why didn't you tell me? Gee, I don't know. I wasn't in charge of wheel patrol, lady. Thank you very much, Mr. Roboto.
Tell you what.
Oh, and another thing I want to throw out there.
We're making memories. Yeah, memories. Magical memories.
We'll look back and laugh.
We will. We'll be like, oh, remember that time? Oh, yeah. Remember when mommy and daddy were drunk?
Before everybody clicks stop and doesn't listen any further, check out the redboypodcast.com website for Santa's Crib.
That was pretty funny, wasn't it?
It's about a two-minute video. A
friend of mine sent that to us. And
It's a whole little cartoon with Santa, but it's in the theme of Cribs from MTV, so it's Santa's Crib.
It's funny.
It's pretty good. I mean, I've never heard 50 Cent played with Santa Claus.
Very funny.
So check it out, redboypodcast.com, and it'll be right below the show notes from tonight. So
very funny. So what is your favorite birthday memory?
My favorite birthday memory?
Growing up. Let's put growing up before you get to college, okay?
I was going to say, Kiki and Bubbles that one year was pretty cool, but...
Shut up.
My favorite present I ever got was a G.I. Joe... I think it was a Falcon. I don't know what it's called. It was a G.I. Joe... F-15, what's the Tomahawk?
I don't know.
Tomcat, F-14 Tomcat. G.I. Joe, I mean, the thing was as wide as this dining room table. It was huge, and that was my favorite present. But one of my favorite memories was one year I said, because every year, you know, as a kid, you tear through your presents. Oh, I gotta get everything, get done. I literally wrote a little speech out, and before I opened my presents, I stood up in front of my family and said, this year, this is how big of a geek I've always been, this year, I will not rush through my presents, and I will blah, blah, blah. I kind of had a little speech about how I'd be careful and take my time and enjoy unwrapping my presents and everything. And I'm sure I proceeded to tear through my presents, but...
Oh, you know what?
I'm a dork, yeah.
No, besides that.
Okay.
That's, you know, given.
But
you know what I just thought?
No.
We need to, in these Christmas cards...
Get a little closer to the microphone?
And for these Christmas cards?
Yes.
You need to print off some... Red Boy Podcast business cards and shove them in there. Maybe we'll get our listenership up with our family and friends.
There you go. Well, I had to take them, go get them mailed on Friday, so I'll just print another 100 off and we'll just stuff
them in there.
There you go.
Brainstorming right now while we're... Ooh, that's our marketing campaign.
We are clicking. All right, hold on. Before we go, we'll come back, but I want to borderline, and I have to thank Danielle, because this was part of my blackmail. If you want to do an intro for Lynn's gossip, Lynn's celebrity gossip on Borderline, they're looking for some little intro. And I said, well, I'll send one in if you send me a birthday wish. I said, yes, I've resorted to birthday blackmail. Like me, damn it.
Okay,
calm down. And then Danny responds, I'll do what I can. I haven't had a voice all week and blah, blah, blah. So
oh, sure. Great. Now you're...
Now I'm feeling bad and
you
crap.
You should.
Yeah, here we go.
Hi, Red Boy. This is Danielle from the Borderline Podcast. You'll have to forgive me. I'm a little under the weather, but I wanted to call and wish you a wonderful, happy, kicking birthday and a great holiday season. Love you guys tons. Have a great day. Bye.
Yeah. So see, I think she just
did not. You need to feel bad because that poor girl.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? She has a really nice Red Boy Podcast T-shirt. Okay.
Well, she does.
Yeah.
But that's just a guilt her in. Yeah. She's sick. That was very sweet of her.
Yeah. Hi, you SOB. Happy freaking birthday! No, she was very kind about it, and he was even nice in email. So I'm sure she's cursing me tonight, but...
Too funny.
I'll buy her a beer next year's podcast conference, so...
Well, that's great.
Amy, do you have anything else? You know what I think I want to do on my birthday?
This is your birthday, right now.
This is my birthday.
You only have a few hours left.
I know. I'm going to have to pause it. Hold on. I have to find the song. Pause. Okay, well, that's part of my birthday. I had to play... I want to pay the podcast...
Well, you are just a verbal genius tonight.
You would think I drank the amount that I wanted to drink tonight, but I hadn't.
Oh, I know.
I'm going to play the Pod Safe Christmas song. So,
okay, well, happy birthday, Matt.
So, thank you everybody who voluntarily or was forced into sending me a birthday greeting. I am 32, and I will continue. Oh, and I want to say...
I will continue to be 32 for the next year.
Another 12 months. 12 months and a few hours, I will continue to be 32 years old. And thank you very much. And oh, on a quick side note, I guess Mr. X, the great mentor that he was to many of us podcasters, including Aaron from The Big Show, rumor has it that he will no longer be a podcaster amongst us. So
what's that mean?
He's gone. He's just going to stop doing it. Just Julie and Mr. X will be bye-bye. So has rumors, but you know what?
So kind of sad because you know what? My favorite podcast was the Weathercast. The Stormcast.
Oh, the Storm, yes. Let's go jump in front of a tornado. Well, you know what? We could take their place. We have plenty of tornadoes around here.
I know. And we're about as...
So if you want a Christmas card, send us your address, redboy@redboypodcast.com. We'd be happy to send you one.
That's great.
Or just email us, call us. You know what? I've determined I need...
Send us some Christmas greetings.
There you go. We need positive reinforcement. So, kids, take care. We'll talk to you soon. Red Boy and...
Absolute Amy.
And we be...
Out!
Okay, guys, everyone ready to sing the song?
Yeah, we're ready.
Great. Now, remember, it's almost Christmas, and nobody has any pod-safe Christmas music, so that's your motivation here. CC Chapman, you ready?
Ready as I'll ever be.
And Len and Nora from Jawbone, good to go?
Let's do this!
And Adam Curry, Skyping in from the helicopter flying somewhere above your golden palace. You all patched in there, Adam? Adam? Adam!
Right, I'm right here! We want a pod-safe Christmas song.
Pretty good, guys, except, Adam, you sounded a little bit like you were rushing it there at the end. You know what I mean? Buddy?
Whatever, dude.
All right, well, I can't say I care for the attitude, but, you know, just pay attention next time. Now, the rest of you, I just wanted to go over... Adam, did you say something to me?
No.
Huh. That's funny, I thought I heard you say something.
No, I didn't!
Look, I don't want to go through this with you again. We're here to sing a song about pod-safe Christmas music, and I just want everyone to do their best, you know? I mean, can you just give me a little effort?
Shut up, Cece.
Adam, just give me a little effort, okay? Adam? Adam? Adam!
Jesus, what?
Job, you guys. Really, you nailed it.
Nailed it. Yeah, not too shabby. Nailed it.
I don't want to speak too soon, but we may have saved Christmas. And special thanks to you, Adam, for paying attention.
Yeah, screw you.
Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow at rehearsal.